It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
It's funny. There is this story out this morning from Open Door, opendoor.com. They did a home decor report, and they said 51% of the people polled say that they usually take their decorations down around New Year's Day. So yeah. Over half of people say, yeah, that's when we do it. And another quarter said about February 1st. So they're leaving them all the way up through January. This little note at the end is kind of funny, though. It says the National Fire Protection Association is saying that the holiday lights should be up for not over 90 days to avoid electrical issues. So 3 months and then get them down.
Yeah.
It makes sense, but yet reusing the same lights every year.
Exactly.
And putting those back up. So I've got lights that date back to like 94.
It's not the lights. Isn't it the electrical surges? Not the actual
lights. No, the lights deteriorate. The wiring and everything can cause electrical issues. But we put the same lights up every year.
So we need to throw the lights away every year?
Every year you should throw your lights away and start fresh is what I'm gathering.
That seems wasteful.
Cash grab.
Right?
Seems a little wasteful, doesn't it, Katie?
It does.
Throw them away. Get them out of there. Well, it is January 3rd. I guess we can dabble a little bit in New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
The whole thing, that's almost as tired as leaving your lights up. Through the stock show, but a lot of people enjoy doing their little New Year's resolutions each and every year. Sandy wrote in and says, "Hey, JKJ, Happy New Year. I've been a loyal listener to Mix for many years. I appreciate the humor and energy you bring to my mornings."
Okay. Thanks, Sandy. What the heck?
A little self-serving, but I had to read that part there.
Thanks, Sandy.
She wrote it.
Yes, she wrote it. I was wondering if you three would be willing to share any New Year's resolutions that you've made with the audience. I'm always curious about what goals people set for themselves. It's such a fun way to get inspired, says Sandy. For me, I'm aiming to take more baths.
What?
And in parentheses, she says, goodbye, stress.
Yes.
And then embrace my inner kid by playing and having more fun. And I finally want to take that archery class I've been dying to do for many years.
Sandy, cool. You're awesome.
Sandy wants to be Robin Hood.
Cool.
Blah, 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 blah. Excited to hear what you've got planned for the new year ahead. Again, love this show. Cheers. And that's from Sandy Pants.
I love that she has very specific things that she wants to do. The archery class,
get it, Sandy?
Those are three that I would really never think of. Aiming to take more baths, embrace my inner kid, which I do that enough, and then, archery class.
And baths, I like that because I'm a big bath person. Like,
are you?
Oh, I love
to
relax. I will read an entire book in a bath. And then when the water gets cold, you let a little of it out and put the super hot water back in. Ugh.
It gets me all cringy just thinking about it.
I love it. It's my favorite.
Getting all pruny. My fingers look like raisins. Yeah. It's hard to turn the pages.
I may have a new resolution too. More baths.
Really?
Yay. Huh.
You did the magic grapes where you ate magic grapes and made wishes for
New
Year's. So are those essentially your resolutions?
Well, kind of, because those are definitely goals and things that I have set in place for myself. Put a few more habits in to remain healthy. Like, I have a lot of really good workout habits, but I want to add some more because as we get older, we need to do more, right? I want to really foster those relationships with my friends who matter and not focus on the people who are just acquaintances. Like, I really want to focus on my friends, who I really care about. And something that that I really, really like, and I'm hoping maybe somebody else wants to do this, but I saw this thing on social media that was like, take a jar, and then every time something good happens to you, you write it down and you put it in that jar all
year long. I made a note about this.
Yes.
They call it joy jars.
Okay. And
so
then at the end of the
joy jars are a thing you're supposed to do. Yes.
Yes. You read all this and you think about how great your, in this case, 2025 was. So I'm doing that. I don't have anything in there yet, but it's only January 3rd.
We as a show should do a joy jar every day.
We should do a joy jar.
What we should do is almost just take a listener suggestion for us, maybe. Like, present it as what should we put in our joy jar. And it can be like anything vague, like things that you should just be appreciative for anytime. Like, if you're a listener and you want to send us a message right now for our first joy jar entry, be happy for clean water. You know, it can be anything.
Yeah.
And we'll throw them in our joy jar and go through them at the end of the year.
I love that.
If we're still here.
The thing about our minds, and I think that you guys can agree, a positive mindset is so needed. Like, it helps
Jeremy.
You so much throughout. I mean, really, it really does. And I know that, you know, it's a little tongue-in-cheek right now what we talk about, but it is such a huge benefit for me to have a positive mindset. And I think that this helps that. Like, if you're focusing on the good, then only good can come of it, right?
It's the whole garbage in, garbage out thing.
Yes.
Right? 'Cause all you're thinking about is garbage and negative things. That's how you're going to act and be.
Or treasure in, treasure out. Yeah.
Katie, you're so positive. You have so many great things for your New Year's.
There's also such a thing as toxic positivity, though.
Stop, Josh. What was that? Coming in hot.
Coming in hot. So yours was reach out to friends.
Yeah. Foster my friendships.
I like
your health.
I like
the joy
that
jar.
Be positive. Yeah. The joy jar.
Yes.
Mine for the year was when we removed the laundry from the dryer. We should fold it right away.
Oh, dude, that's big, though.
Instead of taking that basket up to the bedroom and letting it sit there for 2 weeks, unfolded as you pick your socks and underpants out.
Yeah.
I think new year, new me, we should fold our clothes immediately when we pull them from the dryer.
That's a good one.
Thank you very much.
That's a good one.
That is a good one, because so many people are right here right now like,
game changer.
I should probably do that, too.
Game changer.
It's a big one.
It's like the whole, you know, starting your day in a productive way by making your bed. Like, just be productive and fold your stupid socks, all right?
Yeah.
Josh, did you have anything?
You know, this one's actually kind of a big year for me because I'm also entering my 30th year.
You are!
So this is like, I have not just like a New Year's resolution. I kind of have like decade resolutions where my 20s are gone. And I know we're not, you know, that decade's a long time. But my 20s are kind of in the past now, and like I've heard so many things. I've talked to so many of my friends that are 30 or are about to be 30, and a lot of people that are in their 30s are like, dude, your 30s are fun, man. They're a good time in life. A lot of changes happen. You know, fingers crossed, get married, all that good stuff. So, like, there's a lot of changes that you want to make. I mean, I already told you a couple days ago, like, I'm selling a lot of the Legos that I've had.
He's selling
and stuff
his
like
Legos.
That.
He's like, it's time for me to grow up and
no,
get a
I mean,
wife.
It's true. Like, there's a lot of stuff that, like, you start to kind of grow up, and there's some, you know, like, investment things that I want to do. There's a whole lot of things that are starting that I'm realizing that I'm like, I'm going to make these changes for my 30s. So, yeah, it's not just New Year's resolutions. It's kind of like this decade of how I want my next decade to be, and it starts now.
Your resolution
Look
is to grow
you,
up.
Look at you, buddy.
A little bit, yeah.
That's awesome.
You're so mature.
That frontal lobe is closing.
We just got to find
my
a nice girl now.
My kid says that to me. My kid was like, my frontal lobe is growing. I like
Isn't
salad.
Isn't she 21?
I know.
Yeah, she'll just
that lobe's mush still.
Still mush.
Still mush. All right, listen, if you guys want to sound off about anything when it comes to New Year's resolutions, maybe what you're doing. If you want to sound off about our resolutions, if you want to contribute to our joy jar, whatever you want, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. That works for our actual phone line if you want to call us, which we love, or our text line. You can sound off there. When we come back, I do want to read you this quick note from Kimberly. It's a little risque. We'll tell you what her New Year's resolution is. And if you're not fully into all these huge year-long things, I do have a list of little bite-sized morsels, little New Year's nuggets of things that you can accomplish throughout the year. So we'll do that list as well. During the break, Richard shot me a message on our Instagram, which is Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the IG. He says, hey, team, I got to ask, am I the only one who hates New Year's resolutions? Every year I feel like it's people that set these big, lofty goals and then crash and burn by February. Am I the only one that sees the pattern? And then blah, blah, blah. He said a few more things. Then he gave the example, which is true, about the gyms being packed in January. But then by March, it's like crickets and it's just the regulars again.
By March? By February
By the end
6th.
Of February. I know, it's so true. I used to work at a gym.
Yeah.
I worked there for 2 or 3 years and it was so true. Like, the beginning of the year was insane. Like, wall-to-wall people, and it was always funny because it was all the newbies who had no idea what they were doing.
Yeah.
And you totally saw it fizzle out by March. They're like, screw this. This is hard work.
Why did I want this?
This is hard work. It's a gym.
Yeah, this is stupid.
These weights are heavy.
I'm going
what
back
is
to
this?
My Frito
Change
pie.
Change is hard, okay?
Change is hard.
Damn.
Frito pie.
He goes on to talk about small, manageable changes in goals, which I'll get to here in just a second. So thank you, Richard, for sounding off. But this one was from Kimberly. Kimberly wrote in and says, love the show, guys. I have a New Year's resolution that's got me wondering if I've completely lost it. So get this. I've decided to try to get intimate with my partner every single day in 2025.
Oh.
What?
Yes, every day.
Oh.
She said today will be day three, so she heard us teasing this yesterday.
Yeah.
She says, I feel like it'd be a fun way to strengthen our connection and keep the spark alive. She's like, what do you guys think? Is this going to be actually achievable, or do you think I'm nuts?
There's going to be a few headaches thrown in there.
I know.
Well,
and that's what I'm wondering.
Even as the guy, like, every day.
Intimate can just be cuddling and showing affection.
What does she mean by that? Is she talking sex?
you just threw it right out
there. Well, so I will say, I cleaned it up. I cleaned up her message by saying intimate. But
yeah.
Josh is right. The sex.
Okay, that's what she wants.
Sorry. Like every single day.
I'll get right to it.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make it a little.
That's a lot.
Why
that's
did
a lot,
she do right? that? Wow.
Is it achievable? Probably.
Yeah. Physically, maybe.
Probably.
Yeah.
Again, it's probably, though, somebody that is Josh's age that's kind of footloose and fancy free that maybe has a significant other, a steady one. Like with me?
Oh, did you just throw steady in there?
with an actual steady girlfriend.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That could be achievable.
Yeah.
Me? No.
No?
No.
It's not happening for you?
No.
No.
Too busy working parents with little kids running around.
No.
Is it because you don't want to or because
you can't find the time. And also,
you can't find
she
the
hates
time.
Me.
Well,
she
hates let's me. Be honest. The fun of all of this, if you're doing it every day, kind of takes away the fun of it. If it's just, it turns almost into a chore, I feel like. Like, oh,
it would be a chore. Like, oh, so here we go. It's 7 o'clock. We better get it done because it's our New Year's resolution.
Exactly. Like, I think it's going to take the fun out of one of the most fun things on the planet. I don't
know. Or,
do
I don't
that.
Know. It'll add more fun to it, thinking that this is a goal.
Maybe.
We've got to do it.
Maybe. I mean, I guess there's two sides to that coin. But.
So some of the little bite-sized things that this story is suggesting that you try instead of going all in for 365 days, some of these are so ridiculous. Try one new activity every month, which is kind of nice. You can go salsa dancing or do some pottery or something. Explore a local attraction or museum that you've never been to.
That'd be fun.
Achievable.
Yeah.
Book a hot air balloon ride or zip lining. No, dumb.
Well,
okay, zip
awesome.
Lining is sick.
Especially in the mountains.
I will never hot air balloon ever, but zip lining is cool.
Boy, I am around the wrong crowd to diss zip lining, apparently.
It's good time.
Do you know, like,
don't knock it till you try it.
I'm sorry. I feel like that's one of those activities that I would feel like an idiot doing.
Really?
Whee!
Oh, no.
Dude. My little helmet on and the straps around my groin. Whee!
You're
you
Timberlaking
flying
it?
Flying over a range, Whee! A mountain range.
Yeah, it's for children.
No way.
It's fun.
Oh,
it's
I'm the fun. King of the world.
You kind of sound like the sound that the zip line makes. That's
yeah,
see?
That is what it
I'm
sounds
always
like.
Terrified that I'll get stuck on there in the middle, like, ding, you know, and then what?
No, see, I'm envious of people on zip lines, so
really?
You got it wrong. Yeah, I do a lot of hiking. I see a lot of people on zip lines. So I'm like, I want to be there.
That's for children, Katie. It's for children. How about start a scrapbook?
No.
Or photo
see,
journal.
See, that's boring.
No.
Like, make fun of that.
Yeah.
Scrapbooking! I'm cutting out pictures!
That is not, no.
Knick-Knack used to be into the creative memories, which is like girls' weekend where they go out and scrapbook.
Oh.
Okay.
I will say she made some pretty darn cool scrapbooks for us with various adventures and stuff with the kids when they were first born. And
yeah.
Boy, did that fizzle out.
Yeah. Well, that's when you do it is when the kids are little, right? I've got a lot of photos
she was
of Zoe
really into it.
Up until about 8.
I was going through some like, stuff. I was going through the basement over the break, and we've got bins of like high-end paper and stickers.
Yeah.
That cost hundreds of dollars.
And she didn't use them?
And it's just sitting down there.
Oh, man.
Those things are expensive.
I was like, let's get rid of this stuff.
Yeah.
She's like, I can't. It was so much money. I'm like, they're just sitting here now.
Your New Year's resolution. Open a craft store.
Seriously.
There you go.
She's like, I'll get to it, I promise. She's like, the kids are 13 and 9. No.
I'm never going to get to it. Anything else on here? Painting a boring room in your house a new color. That's kind of easy.
No.
Throwing a themed costume party just because. Anyone? Anyone?
Bueller.
Can you see me doing that?
Oh, my
hey,
gosh.
You guys, come over this weekend and everybody dress like a Harry Potter character.
I would actually ask if, like, you were okay.
I know.
Jer, are you all right?
We have a murder mystery theme night. Yeah, right. What's happening?
The theme tonight is Prohibition, you guys.
Oh,
come on
out.
Sneak in the back.
Sneak in the back.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't let the coppers see you.
The coppers.
And then, of course, the joy jar is on the list.
Yeah,
so.
I'd say
I think that's the only good one I like, I think.
Magdalena, I think her New Year's resolution is my favorite. Trying to control my resting bee face.
Hey, there you
go.
Gonna,
yeah.
She's our people.
That's funny.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.